miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24-7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Rams ended up winning that game. I had it on for a little bit. Didn't see the ending.
Bears sucked.
Bears, but they were a bad 5-1 team.
No frauds. They're frauds.
Well, you still.
No, they were just disrespected.
Yeah, I saw that. There was a thing last week. Some listener on Twitter just said, they're the best five. There's a 5-1 team no one's talking about. I said, yeah, that's the reason.
That's why.
Yeah.
You saw.
Nobody bought.
That good.
Nobody bought into the Bears. But even Mr. Skin didn't buy into the Bears. And speaking of Skin, I started watching that new HBO show. It's called The Undoing. You'll see the commercials everywhere if you don't have HBO. Hugh Grant. And Nicole Kidman, but there's this unknown woman in the first episode that I don't think she's famous. I'll have to look her up, but Mr. Skin will have her up there next week. She's completely naked in a couple scenes, and it's just like.
And you don't know her name?
No, she's a new actress, and she looks Hispanic, and she is freaking hot.
You gotta have names, though.
Yeah, well, you can look it up. Push can look it up.
Look it up on Mr. Skin.
Look it up.
I suppose you can look it up by the show.
Be careful though, how you're looking it up. You don't want to get any spoiler for the first episode. Because this is one of those 8-episode limited series, which are my favorite, because they usually involve pretty famous actors, Hugh Grant and Nicole Kidman, and they only last, they wrap it up.
That approach.
Yeah, I do too.
They take big names.
Yeah.
These people have projects. Got to be done by a certain date, and they don't approach it like the networks, where, if it works this season, we'll...
We got to bump on the next season.
Right, we'll write 8 more episodes.
Now, I know they did it with Little Lies, but because I didn't watch the first, I heard the first season was good. Did they come back and just... Did they need a second season of that?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, they did? Okay. Well, this one's not. This one won't be that way.
I think I found the scene you're talking about.
It's a murder... Just standing in the gym?
Full frontal.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is freaking gorgeous.
The actress's name is Matilda De Angelis.
Okay. She's gonna be a star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a good show. And it was funny because I had to go to something with my daughter last night, and we get back, and I'm laying in bed, and I have it on, and I don't know how we guys are. We pause stuff when other people come in the room because you know they're going to start talking.
Yeah.
And don't women hate that? And I don't get why they hate that.
No, we're giving our attention.
That's it. That's what they want, right?
Right. Previously, we were giving the TV our attention, and we'd like to do both. We can do both because of the pause button.
Right, but we can't. If it's on and you're talking, that just ruins everything for us. We're not going to pay attention. We want to hear what's happening in the TV show. And since we've been able to pause things over the past 15, 20
years.
And
I certainly want to hear what you have to say right now, honey, because it's obviously important.
Well, that's not true at all. Don't say that. It's too early. Nobody's listening anyway.
No, I don't say that.
So I pause it because I know she's going to walk in and say something because she's coming in the bathroom to get ready for bed, and she's going to go out and watch TV a little bit longer and when I go to bed earlier than she does. So I pause it, and I pause it right with the scene where this woman's just standing there completely naked. And my TV screen in the bedroom is fairly big. And it's like, there she just... So I left that there to see what happens. And she's talking to me. She never even glances over at the TV. I was just kind of hoping she would. What are you watching? Some naked chick.
Well, I'm looking...
I'm back in the bedroom basically 3 minutes and this naked chick's on my screen. But
I'm looking at this scene here, and I'm
not going to explain anything to you because you're going to watch it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch it, but... The naked woman is standing fully frontal naked.
Like they all do it in gyms.
That's my point.
Yeah, yeah.
And Nicole Kidman is sitting down.
Right.
So, you know, she's
right there.
Right at that level.
Right there.
And they're maybe 3 feet apart. That doesn't happen, does it?
Well, you have to see the scene.
I mean, women don't want... I mean...
No. Well, if you have a body like that, you might show it off.
Yeah, but you wouldn't stand right in front of somebody buck naked.
Once again, once you see the scene...
And I'm not gonna locker room of a gym?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give it away.
There you go, Todd. Look over here.
Check it out. Look at that, Todd.
Look over here, Todd.
Look at that.
He's like right in front of Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Buck naked.
Yeah, I want you to see the scene. You are going to watch it, right?
Yeah,
I want you to see the scene. Then you'll kind of know what's kind of happening there. But I really don't want to give anything away because people get mad. And plus, I'm watching it. So.
They only let me in the women's locker room once. Well, they didn't let me in. I just went in and they said, sir, you can't be in there.
Right. Well, I told you that story.
And there was nothing like that going on.
The screaming should have told you that, Todd.
Right. I don't go
nothing like that going on.
I don't go
on.
To that gym anymore. I don't think I ever told the story on the air. this we moved, so I went to a, we're going to well, not actually not going to any gym now. I got to work out thing in the basement, but this big gym I used to go to had two really nice locker rooms, and they would you would go through the locker rooms to go to the pool, and every once in a while they'd have to do some floor buffing or so their construction, so they would.
They would take a detour.
They would, they would make the one side. There was one point they made the one side men's and the other side women's. They switched them, and I forget why. There was some sort of something they had to do in one bathroom and not the others. But they still needed two locker rooms.
And you didn't get the memo.
Well, they did that for about a month or so, and you walked around and you would see the doors. It would be clearly marked when you came in through the hallway. But yeah, you do that for a month or so, you forget. And I'm in the pool, and I come out of the pool.
Bow-legged women? Were there bow-legged women?
There might have been in the locker room. So instead of, I'm not paying attention, so I start to go into the women's room. Because the same door from the pools go in. But it had been the men's room for a long time. So I go in there, and I don't think anything. I bend down, and I literally pull my, because there's showers in that area too, but you can see the whole locker room. I literally pull my bathing suit down, and I stand up, and I'm kind of naked. They're kind of down by my knees. And I look up, and I see a girl with her back to me walking away, and she's in a towel. And I go, holy ass.
Oh, that ass isn't hairy like mine.
Exactly.
This is sexual assault.
Yes.
Put my pants on.
So I dive out of there really quickly. Nobody saw me, but I never told the story because I used to go to that gym all the time. I don't want anybody thinking I was in there. And this is years ago. I mean, literally, if somebody turns around, I'm staring my pants to my ankles. I could explain all I wanted to, but nobody would believe
me. Honey, I need bail.
Yeah.
I'll explain later. Just bring some cash.
Yeah, but that scene is incredible. You'll see it if you watch that show, The Undoing, on HBO, I believe. Regular HBO. You don't have to get the Max or the streaming, which is crazy because it's obviously a pretty big star. So.
Yeah, but you got to get the HBO.
You got to get HBO, but isn't that funny? That's almost like the minimum anymore now. You get I got Showtime. What do you have? Showtime HD Plus. Everybody wants you to spend more money.
Is it on their app too? The HBO Max.
It's on HBO.
Anything that's on HBO, the channel,
you'll get that HBO
is app. On streaming, but sometimes stuff that they put on streaming isn't on the channel.
Yeah, there's some stuff that's exclusive to HBO Max.
Yeah, but anything that's on TV on HBO, you'll get on those apps.
Yeah, and I think if you have I have the DirecTV subscription, you get a free subscription to HBO Max.
Yeah.
So they have some original stuff. They have a bunch of classic movies on there.
Yeah, that's what they're doing now, yeah. I just meant that this one, everything is on. We talked about this. I still want to watch that show, The Teacher, on FX. Teacher banging student story, basically. But it's on FX on Hulu.
Right.
Just do what everybody else does and steal somebody else's password that has Hulu.
Yeah, I probably do that.
Find a friend that has Hulu and make them give you their password.
All right.
I watched a bit on CBS Sunday Morning. And the reporter, the guy who was doing the story... His grandfather, am I getting it right here?
I might have missed that story.
His grandfather helped write the screenplay for Citizen Kane.
Oh, is that what that was about? Zoom Kudak, I wanted to see the Stevie Nicks thing. I was going to go back and watch it later.
Yeah, he and Orson Welles collaborated for the screenplay of Citizen Kane.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to Christy, and I looked on HBO Max. They have Citizen Kane. I remember years ago we had a conversation with Leonard Maltin.
You said you didn't like it, and he was bummed.
Yeah, and I said, I think the question was kind of open-ended. It was obvious, I was looking for this answer.
Right.
And I said, are there any classic movies out there that you think are overrated? And he turned the question around on me and
said Citizen Kane.
You obviously have something in mind. And I said, yeah, Citizen Kane. And he said, yeah, well, you should probably go back and watch it again.
Yep.
It's one of the best movies ever.
All right.
And I haven't seen it in a long, long time, so.
But yeah, I would suggest you watch this nude scene in the shower.
Then I'll watch Citizen Kane.
Yeah, they have a whole stock of, like, Turner Classic movies on there.
You see her Rosebud right there in front of them.
But I think they were pimping, it's a Netflix special called Mank, because Mankiewicz or whatever was this guy's last name, guy that collaborated with Orson Welles and is the grandfather. You'd recognize the CBS Sunday Morning reporter.
Yeah, I saw that before. Yeah, exactly. We also watching a thing called The Comedy Store. It's a documentary, and that is on Showtime.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's with Pauly Shore's mom and Mitzi Shore, and tons of this latest episode featured a lot of guys that we're friends with, Ari Shaffir, Burt Kreischer, Theo Vaughn. It's really good.
Yeah, they
it's
go
a great documentary.
Chronological. Yeah, yeah. So, who do they kind of feature? this past episode.
Well, it was all about podcasts. More about, it was about Rogan and him, his fight with Mencia, which I didn't see. I never saw the video. They show a lot of video about that. And in our in Mencia's defense, he was nothing but cool with us. You know, I'll let those joke stealing guys yell at each other. I'm not gonna. I'm staying out of that thing because Mencia was nothing but cool with us. In fact, when they showed the doctors, Mencia was here with Dr. Ian. That photo gave them has me and Todd, Mencia, and Dr. Ian.
Yeah.
And they're going to show that on national TV.
Yeah, there was that was the only photo I had from that day of you guys and Dr. Ian. There's Carlos Mencia right in
and
there
Mencia
with you.
Mencia was here.
I forgot he was in the studio
and
with him.
It was a very odd day.
But they both loved each other, and Mencia was gregarious and just a good dude, man. And those comedians really, really hate each other, all of them. I'll talk to Nick about that when he gets there. There's a lot of hatred among those guys.
Oh, the audience.
It's jealousy. It's jealousy.
Yeah, I know what it is, but I don't want to say it to them because they get all mad about that.
The audience gets into it, too.
And we're friends with comedians. But
the audience likes to get into that feud, too.
Well, this one, they're on stage yelling at each other about jokes dealing.
I have seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore. He's calling Rogan a bitch. He's calling him a stitch. I'm surprised nobody went fisticuffs. Because Mencia would have been down because Rogan is, you know, MMA guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure that little feud.
That was 7 years ago, at least.
It's on the YouTube. I know I saw it on
YouTube.
Yeah,
but it's on that documentary on this episode. Greg Evans, our buddy comedian friend T.J. Miller. We love T.J. He's in town this week. Funny bone. He'll be here on the phone later on, right?
Yes, he will.
And Nick Allen. Nick will be here a little later on. Wear a mask. Ex-boss of ours just got COVID. And he's isolating in his bedroom now with his family. That's pretty sad, but seems to be mild symptoms. That's what he told us earlier.
Yeah, that's what he said.
So be careful, man, because a super spreader's coming to our town tonight.
But it's good for all his co-workers. Because they don't have a boss.
Oh.
They don't have a boss that can go and check on him. He's got to stay away for a couple weeks.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. It's good for his co. Hopefully he's fine. It's a deadly virus.
I talked to him briefly last night.
Deadly virus, by the way.
It is.
Yes, it is. Deadly virus. But join the super spreader tonight. And nobody will see you on Thanksgiving. Greg's next. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.